News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, weather warnings are likely to be upgraded while temperatures could fall to minus 8 degrees later on in the week. And Alan O'Reilly from Carlow Weather joins us this morning. Alan, tell us, what's the state of the nation?
Well, we had some showers overnight and still some showers falling. They did fall as rain near the coast, but there has been some more snowfall, especially near places like Knock Airport, seen some heavy snow, but also in some other parts of the inland from the west coast and the north coast. A few flakes did make it as far as Meath and North Dublin last night as well. But temperatures at the moment, between 0 and 3 to 4 degrees, a little bit milder, 4 to 5 degrees on the west coast. But that's air temperature. The surface temperatures from the TII stations near the roadway network show that road surfaces are below 0 in many parts of the country. And it is going to be another cool day. But really tonight, Ciara, is when the real cold arrives, because temperatures are going to get down to as low as minus 8, minus 9, possibly even minus 10 degrees locally.
So we're going below, I mean, a lot of people would say that they think it's been very cold already. So you're saying it's about to get worse?
It's about to get much colder, yes it is, and fog is going to form as well, so that's going to present hazards in terms of freezing fog. So the biggest issue really is the slush, the ice is going to freeze very hard this evening, tonight, very little thaw tomorrow, Wednesday. Fog will linger in some areas as well. And as we go into Wednesday night, again, a very cold night. So because temperatures are forecast to drop below minus 5 degrees in many areas, that's why Met Éireann have been saying that the weather warning is likely to be upgraded to an orange warning for many counties, because that's the criteria. Once it goes between minus 5 and minus 10, it upgrades to an orange warning.
OK. And the worst affected areas, you mentioned the sort of the Midwest there, and you said across as far as Meath, but we're hearing that much of the Midlands and Munster are in trouble too, some schools remaining closed there and that kind of thing.
Yes, and parts of Kerry, North Cork, Limerick, Tipperary, they're going to be snowed in for another couple of days, really. You know, there are parts of those counties that have significant snowfall, something that we would in the East would have had in 2010 or 2018. They have that in parts there. And unfortunately, the thaw is going to be very slow for them in terms of going to feel very slow. Now, there is a risk of some rain pushing in Thursday night and Friday morning that could actually fall as snow for a time, which could, in the short term, make things a little bit worse. But the thaw will come then slowly through Friday into the weekend. But it's really okay. The weekend before we see a thaw.
So up until Thursday, we're looking at these kind of conditions. I was looking at my own weather app where I'm based in Wicklow this morning, and it says I'm 1 degree, but it feels like minus 7. I mean, that seems extraordinary to me.
Yes, that's the wind chill, because it's quite windy and because of the air mass. So the air temperatures are a little bit kind of, I suppose, giving you a misguided sense of, oh, it's only 0 degrees, but it does feel much bitterly cold. And that's part of the reason why we still have a lot of lying ice as well. So it is feeling bitterly cold right across the country.
So in other words, take care, wrap up warm, keep your houses heated, take care on roads and pavements and all that. That really up until Thursday, Friday, Friday, Saturday, maybe at the earliest.
Yes, that's pretty much it. And I suppose the biggest issue really is the ice. You know, people like hospitals in Ireland are always busy anyway, so we don't need people going out and falling and ending up in A&E, especially elderly people. So, you know, if you have people that are close to you that are elderly and it's very icy around where you are, maybe see, can you save them a trip outside? Because that's going to be one of the biggest issues for the next 48 to 72 hours.
Look, thank you very much for joining us this morning. That is Alan O'Reilly there from Carlow.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.